In a moment, we're going to look at a case study of a network that examined how it can expand through its global organisation while accounting for local differences. But first, let's go through some of the foundational considerations for any network when operating on both a global, national, and local platform. The main three areas we need to consider when taking a strategy global or just beyond one office are the legal status, societal culture, and company environment. So legal, be aware of the legal situation in other countries. For this organization, with their LGBT plus network, they had to consider not only where LGBT plus people were criminalized, but where their rights were not protected, and where things like marriage recognition would cause issues surrounding relocation. Culture. As we know, the letter of the law does not always translate to cultural attitudes, even within a single country. It can be particularly noticeable between metropolitan areas and rural. So when you multiply that by country two, you can see how carefully you have to construct or adjust your overall strategy to be successful in a different setting. Company environment relates to how a company wants to apply its values globally, which could potentially be at odds with local law or culture, and also the autonomy it grants its local leaders to apply the wider diversity and inclusion strategy. So whether you want to expand your network globally or nationally, think about taking these three steps. Set your purpose at a high level, nationally or globally, but calibrate and implement locally by location. This is an extension of a working strategy and requires trust between local leaders. Recruit allies and advocates at all levels within the organization. This goes for locations too. We'll be looking further at this in widening your network. Use sustained messaging and campaigns to drive your purpose across multiple offices and global comms. You've already explored this in brand and identity, but it's a further challenge to see how your brand is perceived not as a whole, but how it varies by location. That way you can have a single voice, but different goals by location, which will be addressed with appropriate tone or communications planning.